Brian Helsworth speaking with State Representative Greg Razor from Kansas City, now starting his second House term on this January day. You just listened to the press conference there with Leader Quaid and also Speaker Hart, two friends of yours. First of all, your reaction to the session starting, your thoughts.
Well, it's an exciting session, and welcome back to you as well. It's an exciting session. This is the 100th General Assembly. It is the 100th year that we've been using this building, and so there is a moment just to reflect on the history of the state and the fact that we get to be a part of this. It's also hopefully going to be a more acrimonious year. Last year was very tumultuous. So I think we're all looking forward to trying to work on issues that we feel are important to our constituents and to the state as a whole.
I've interviewed you so many times about transportation all over the state. And two guys that are gone right now that you work with a lot on roads that really agreed with you on your position, Reibolt and Redmond, the two R's who were both R's. That was one, as you and I talked about, you disagreed with them on a lot of stuff, but not on transportation. They're gone now. Where does the state move forward on transportation?
You know, this isn't an R or a D issue. This is roads and bridges, the basic foundation. I think it was personally very disappointing to see Proposition D fail, but it did. So now we've got to go back to the drawing board, and I'm willing to work with Democrats, Republicans, House, Senate. I know this is something that the governor's passionate about. So I look forward to the State of the State next week to hear what the governor's plan is moving forward. Hopefully it's something that I can get on board with, because, as he said, the problem still exists. The vote failed, the problem still exists, and now it's up to us to find a way to fix our roads and bridges.
You tweeted at me when I reported, and I reported it, and you tweeted at me before the election and after. Patrick McKenna was very consistent. He said because of it failing, unless they get some more revenue, he said the Roachport Bridge, Representative, on a good day, a three-hour backup to Columbia. He said on a bad day, an eight-hour backup to Kingdom City. That's unbelievable. I don't know any other way to, when I say it unbelievable, that would be horrible for people stuck in that.
It would be absolutely horrible. It's going to be awful for, you know, Columbia, for mid-Missouri, for traffic moving between St. Louis and Kansas City. And really, this is a huge failure on our part as the elected officials. You know, Patrick McKenna said that before the election, but we didn't get that message out there. That bridge is failing, and it has to be repaired or replaced. And with Proposition D failing, we do not have the money to replace it. So it's going to have to be repaired. Can we find money, take it from somewhere else? Maybe. I don't know. You know, I certainly don't want to take money from, you know, Medicaid to use to build a bridge. Like, we don't need to run over the backs of hungry kids to build our roads. But build the roads we have to do. I mean, I come here to Jefferson City on a weekly basis. You know, I'm a big Tiger fan, and so I think about, you know, if that's next fall and tailgating season and how we're going to get to climb. I mean, it's going to be a problem for everyone in the state, not to mention just a national bottleneck.
Yes, it would be, and there's no question about that. A final question on that, and then I'll let you go, and that is the just what you're talking about, that issue of the bottleneck, 70 and 63. You go through that. I talked about that on the radio this morning. On a Mizzou football, that is a nightmare, and McKenna said to really fix that right, they need $250 million to fix it right. They don't have the money.
They don't have the money for that interchange, for the Roachport Bridge, for the 270 loop in St. Louis, for the Buck O'Neill Bridge in Kansas City, not to mention how many bridges on lettered routes all throughout Missouri. I mean, this isn't a city thing. This isn't just I-70. You know, this is Route O in Pemiscot County where my mom lives. You know, if that one-lane bridge fails and an ambulance has to, God forbid, come out and get her, it's going to have to go 10 miles around to get to her. And there are moms and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters all throughout Missouri that have that same issue.
Yeah. And just to recap here, again, this is not an R versus D issue. You've worked with a lot of your Republican colleagues and a lot of your Democrat colleagues already. You want to continue to do it. It's really a big deal to you.
It really is. You know, we came here to advance the state of Missouri and to do good work for the people. And I would love, when my time here is done, and one day it will be, to be able to drive down a nice I-70 or across that Roachport Bridge with a friend and say, let me tell you how we got this bridge built, this really nice bridge, and secured it for the next 50, 75 years.
Representative Greg Razor, always good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you. Welcome back.